My knuckles are bloody. I've been pounding on that door for 15 years. My hand, it's swollen. My knuckles are bloody. My shoulder hurts even. My legs are weak. But I kept pounding, kept pounding, kept pounding, kept pounding. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer, Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Hey, you want to reach out to me? I know how you can. TDAGiantSlayer@gmail.com. A lot of you got my text, got my number, you text me. That's cool too. But why don't you give a jangle to that email once in a while? Many of you have. Hey, we're brought to you by WellBuiltBody.com. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Hey. Been the best weekend I've had in 15 years. 15 years, I'm not kidding you. The best weekend in 15 years. About 15 years ago, I had my first cancer. It was colon cancer. Tumor about the size of a golf ball. Or a golf ball. No, a softball. Way different sizing there. A softball-sized tumor in my colon. Stage 3, they weren't sure if I was going to make it. They did a few surgeries. And I went through 8 months of chemo, but even before any of that started, when I was first diagnosed, I walked into my youngest son's room, who was 15 at the time, sophomore in high school, just starting his sophomore year, and everyone knew I was with cancer and a tumor. And I went up to talk to him, and he basically blew me off. Now, up to that point, we'd been best friends. We did so many things together. We skateboarded together, we water skied together, we snowboarded together, we lifted together. And I'll never forget walking out of his room, the lights went out in his brain, in his mind, in his eyes. And from that point on, he checked out of Christianity, God, Jesus, church, everything. And he went to a really, really dark place. Luke chapter 18. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, he will find faith on earth. Yeah, so 15 years ago, my son goes AWOL in his faith. And yeah, it was his way of, I guess, coping with me having cancer, thinking I was going to die. He literally told me that day, I don't care if you die. It doesn't matter. So he got into everything. I mean, he got into everything, including jail a few times. And I remember during a short few years before that, I spoke out loud about one of my sister's kids who wasn't living for God. And I said, if my boys ever turn their backs on God, I will pray every day. I will fast. I will do whatever it takes. In fact, I've even told God in the last 15 years, if I can swap places with my son and he goes to heaven and I don't, I'll do it. I'd do it, and I was serious. I said, if my church goes to 20,000 and I lead 1 million people to Christ, and anyone in my own family does not go to heaven, I said, you can count me as a failure. I've said that numerous times the last 15 years, knowing my son at that time was far away from God. So for 15 years, I've been doing just what those verses say. I've been praying. I've been pounding on that door. I've been fasting. I've been journaling. I've been praying. I've been fasting. I've been journaling. I've been demanding justice. I've been pushing on that door. Push, P-U-S-H, pray until something happens. So this past Friday, my son said, Dad, I need to drive a truck out to your church. I need one of your mechanics to take a look at it. So he drives out to my church late Friday afternoon, comes into my office, he sits down on my couch, we just start to talk, just normally. And in about 15 minutes, he starts to cry, I start to cry. He begins to repent. He rededicates his life to Christ. He comes to church Sunday, he even brings a bunch of his friends with him. Afterwards, he says, I think I want to join the worship team. And the boy's talented. He told his girlfriend, you need to start reading this prayer every day. You need to start coming to church. And since Friday, he's been praying every day. He's been reading his Bible every day. We've been having some pretty deep, heavy spiritual talks every day. And don't get me wrong, I am thankful. It has been 15 long years of pounding. And God is my witness. If it would have taken 15 more years, I would have kept pounding. Verse 7 says, God will not do you out. He will not quit bringing you justice if you just don't give up. That word justice there means that he will bring vindication for what has been taken from you. Joel 2:25, God will restore what has been taken from you, what has been stolen from you by the enemy. I feel like I have had 15 years from my son stolen from me. But now that my son's back, I will continue to pray even harder that his vindication is a life that now leads hundreds of thousands to Christ and that that vindication keeps rolling. God is faithful if you do not give up praying until you get the answer. Did I ever want to give up praying? Sure, but what other option was there? I kept pounding. Keep pounding. Pray until something happens. Garth Heckman, for the son who's now in the kingdom, keep slaying giants.